pasuk says, "V'yara am kivayshish Moshe l'redes minahar." The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed from coming down from Har Sinai. And Rashi explains, "Vayshish" means delayed. Moshe Rabbeinu, as he went up to Har Sinai, told Klal Yisrael that he's going to come back down after 40 days in the sixth hour. And what happened was the Satan came and he made it appear like the day had already ended. And he told them, Moshe Meis, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, because Shekvah Bo Sheishos, the sixth hour has already come, but like Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't come. Rav Zalman Sirotzkin, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Lotz Gerov in his Sefer, Oznayim L'Toyra, asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow this to happen to Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, after Klal Yisrael did the Avera, Lech Rei Kishiches Amecha. But he only said it after they did the terrible Avera. Why didn't he tell Moshe Rabbeinu, as Klal Yisrael was preparing to do the Avera, go down and prevent them from doing them the Avera? And moreover, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevent the Satan from doing what he attempted to do and trying to bring devastation to the world by saying Moshe Rabbeinu died, which was obviously not true? The Gemara Masechta Kedushin he quotes on that Pei Aleph Amud Aleph tells us that the Satan attempted to get Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva to do an Avera. And the Gemara says the Satan was unsuccessful, because there was a bas kol, there was a voice that came out from Shemayim that said, Hizaru b'ramei v'terosai, or b'kiva v'terosai. You have to be careful. These are great individuals, Rabbi Kiva and Rameya. We have to protect them from doing an Avera. So asks the Lotz Gerov, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Rameya and Rabbi Kiva from doing an Avera, so too, Klal Yisrael, that generation, the people who left Mitzrayim, the Dor HaDeah, were people of a very high level. Why didn't they have the schus that they should also be protected from doing an Avera? So he quotes a Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rav Shub ben Levi, Lo Yasus Yisrael Es Ha'egel El Litn Pischem Pele Ba'alei Tshuva. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is saying that they did the Avera only to show the power of Tshuva. He says that really these people were great tzaddikim. And certainly they were not the people that should have ended up doing such a terrible Avera. The reason it happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show all Bali Tshuva in the future that if somebody does an Avera, and he should not feel that he's lost, that it's hopeless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always prepared to accept tshuva. If that's the case, it means that Klal Yisrael really didn't want to do the Avera, should not have done the Avera. And that's why everything was done that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told before they did the doing the Avera, that they're going to do the Avera, that the Satan was given the ability to bring this confusion to the world. Everything was to protect Klal Yisrael and all future generations not to do an Avera. But this is obviously a very difficult approach. The Mashal points out that we know that the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis teaches us how could they shemayim chutz miyirushemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us have bechira not to do the wrong thing. And how come here it wasn't that way? The Sefer Akedas Yitzchak asks, how could this episode be a model for the power of tshuva? He asks that in this story, they did tshuva because they really shouldn't have done the Avera. So maybe in such a situation is there the power of tshuva. But if somebody really does an Avera, where do we learn the power of tshuva? And moreover, if this Avera was only done because they were, so to speak, set up so they should teach the power of tshuva, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchas? Breaking the luchas is such a serious, serious event. And if they only, and if they really didn't mean to do the Aveira, and we know the Pasuk says in our parasha, Ubiyoyim Pogdi, Vikadati Aleim Chatosam, every time Klaiso does an Aveira and they're punished, Rachman Utslan, part of the punishment is for that Aveira. And now we're learning that that Aveira was really something that they were brought into. So the Kedis Yitzchak explains. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, Ki Adam Eit Tzadik Baruch Shiyasa Toiv Lo Yechta. And even though the Pasuk says about that generation, V'yitein V'hoi L'vom Zeh L'yiros L'shmaet Metzvayse Kol HaYomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, I wish I would always have people on this level. He says, even as much, as great as they were, if a person doesn't have some level of connection to an Aveira, then he won't be able to do the Aveira. So if we find that they did an Aveira, it must be because they were connected somehow to the, they were somehow connected to the Aveira. And that's why over here, when you have a Dor Deya, when you have a Dor that was people who experienced, they were people who experienced Kabbalah Satira, that little flaw that they had, that little flaw that they had is what was able to cause that they should do that terrible Aveira. And what happened over here was that they had this minor flaw, and because this minor flaw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to expand, Rachman Tzlan, till they did the Aveira of the Eagle, which is here, as we quoted the Gemara, Le'asu Yisrael as Eagle Kitei Litem Piskampe Labali Tshuva. But had they had no connection to the Aveira, they could have never have done this Aveira. So in other words, if the way to understand this episode according to the Kedis Yitzchak, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come down, then they would have never have done this Aveira. But if they would have never have done this Aveira, so then we would live in a world that people would never experience what it means to do an Aveira and then do tshuva an Aveira. And it also wouldn't have taught us how careful we have to be to avoid doing the Aveira. So in other words, the lesson of the Chet HaEgel is dual. That even if a person, even a people, are as great as the people of that generation, even if they're as great as the people of that generation, there's a need for zahiris. They always have to be careful. The Chas V'Shalom Day shouldn't come to do an Aveira. But it also comes to teach us hope, that no matter what happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to do tshuva. And Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, on another pasuk, says, in this week's parasha, V'yishma Yeshua kol on bereya, V'yayim ha-mashe kol mechamba b'machna. And the Rabbeinu Yonason ben Azil Targum says, K'meyadvin b'chedva kol igla. So interesting. The pasuk says that they were dancing in front of that eagle. But the Targum Yonason ben Azil explains it, that they were yuvava, they were crying. So what happened? Were they crying or were they dancing? And that, he explains, says Reb Zalman Sirotzkin, is the power, is where tshuva comes from. That even if a person, Rachman Tzlan, does an Aveira, and he's dancing in front of the eagle, they created an eagle, and he's dancing in front of the eagle. But with that, there's a cry. The heart of a Jew doesn't want to do an Aveira. And because the heart of a Jew, even when it does an Aveira, is an Aveira that he's not happy with, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the opening for tshuva. The opening for tshuva comes from the fact that he doesn't want to do an Aveira. But there's an incredible Yalkut. The Pasuk says in this week's parasha, V'ra b'nei Yisrael p'nei Moshe, K'lai Yisrael, as they saw the face of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kikorn, they couldn't look at the face, Kikoron or Pnei Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu glowed, his face glowed. And the Mi'alkut says, Mehecha notl Moshe karni hoid. Where did this come from? Says the Yalkut, Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody was rewriting, and there was some ink, so to speak, left over, and he put it on his face, and that created the Kani Hoid. What does that mean? So if the Shinsky Zatzal explains that there's a Medrash. The Medrash says there was a Melech Bos Vadom, Shekos Al Benoy, there was a king that got angry at his son, V'yoshev Al Biman, he was sitting on his throne, V'dor V'chayva, and he was judged, and he was found guilty. Notlos HaKumas Lachtem Dinoy, and he took the pen to sign a decree against the son. Ma Osus HaNgadotroy, what did his assistant do? Chotavus HaKumas, he grabbed away that pen, Metoch Yodoy Shal Melech, from the hand of the king, Kedei L'Hoshev Chamasoy, in order that the king should not be upset. Kach B'Shor Shos Yisrael Oysa Meisam, when Kai Yisrael did the terrible aveir of the eagle, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Aleim L'Chayvam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to decree terrible things on Klai Yisrael because of this terrible aveira. Roshav L'chayvam, Bo Lachtum Gzardin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaviyokal about to sign this decree. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zoveich Lohim Yachram, if somebody worships an Avodah Zara, he deserves to be put to death. Ma'os HaMoshe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Not lazatelchum luchos b'tach yodosh al kodesh baruch hu k'day losh v'chamosoy. He grabbed away. And that's what the Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu stopped that kodesh baruch hu from decreeing against Klai Yisrael. What does it mean he stopped that decree from Klai Yisrael? He told kodesh baruch hu, Klai Yisrael has the ability to do tshuva. And from that point that he was able to convince and show Klai Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael have the ability and will do tshuva, and never really wanted to do the Aveira, as we explained. It was not something that they were truly happy doing. Because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Yalkut, was Zoichet to Karn Arpanov. The person who's able to bring Klai Yisrael to tshuva and recognize the power of tshuva in Klai Yisrael is the person who is zoichet to Karn Arponov, to have his face glow, to be the person, to be the Moshe Rabbeinu, has that tremendous influence on Klai Yisrael and remains the leader of Klai Yisrael for all generations.